This Thanksgiving, we're doing something a little different with our music interviews, a little more personal. We're going to talk about and talk to musicians who make us thankful. And I'm going to kick it off with the band Blind Pilot from my hometown of Portland, Oregon. This is their song, New York.
I hear the train all night, sound of its wind blowing through a subtle light.
The lead singer Israel Nebaker joins us from Portland. Hey, Israel.
Hi, Ari.
We've been friends for years, and I'm really glad I get to talk to you on this Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thanks for having me.
I think I'm grateful for Blind Pilot because listening to your music reminds me of our adventures together in a way that I don't have those constant reminders with other friends. And I can pull up your albums, and I can play your songs, and I can have all these happy memories of these adventures that at this point span, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years.
I'm really grateful for you too. And anytime I want to hear you, pretty much any given day, I can turn on the radio.
You've been making another album, right?
Yeah, it's been a while we've been making it, but we're just in the very final stages right now. So,
just because it's Thanksgiving, will you give us a sneak preview of one of the tracks from this album?
I would love to.
One hand on your face, one hand on a color that pulls whole world to your heart. And I'm wanting to hold all that I still know in you. Wow, this is still who we are.
This song is called Yoik Number 3. So Yoik is a Sami word. It roughly translates to song.
Sami are the northern, like, reindeer herders, native people up above the Arctic Circle?
Yeah, that's the Sami. That's the line of my dad's family. And so, actually, last time you were in Portland was right around the time that I was writing this song. We were in the studio.
Your dad passed shortly before you wrote the song.
Yeah, that's right. He died last fall, and it was a little after that that I wrote the song. And I was thinking about him, of course, and all the things that I'm grateful to him for, things that he's given me throughout my life. And one of the most significant things seemed to be my line of ancestry and how I will always belong to him through that back and him to me forward. Don't know just where you are and where you're not now, which there's a lot of ways that people stay around even after their lives are over. And the word yoik, it roughly translates to song, but it's a little different where the songs in our culture belong to the writer, and a yoik belongs more to the subject. It's supposed to embody the person that it's about. So this is my attempt at writing a yoik for my dad.
Well, Israel, I would like you to continue this chain forward. I began with you, a musician that I'm grateful for. Who are you going to pick for us to go to next, a musician that you're grateful for?
I would love to pick Raylan Baxter. He has a great album called Feathers and Fishhooks. He has a new single out called Yellow Eyes.
There's a paperclip resting on my countertop. Sunday morning, I forgot what it's like to lose a friend.
I like that Raylan Baxter writes these lines that are very personal, to the point where you're not sure what they actually mean, but you know exactly how they feel. And I'm not sure exactly what this song is about for him, but for me, it really embodies this notion of being fiercely yourself above the self that others wish you to be. And it just kind of hit me hard when I heard this song.
Now it's time I get to go in. Now it's time I get to find my own way and I leave your name.
Is there anything you'd like us to tell him on your behalf?
happy Thanksgiving. And we should meet sometime and maybe play music.
Israel Nebaker, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's really great to chat with you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Israel Nebaker, the lead singer of the band Blind Pilot. And now we're going to keep moving this ball forward. And we got Raylan Baxter on the line from Nashville. Hey, Raylan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How was it to hear Israel say all that stuff about your music?
I got to hang with the guy. I got to thank him. Maybe we'll have Thanksgiving dinner together one day, Israel.
Let me ask about something he mentioned, which is the specificity of your lyrics. And even if he doesn't know what they refer to, he said, it feels like you are being fiercely yourself.
I smiled when he said that when I was listening back, because I think that is exactly what I am. there's no way around it, and I'm glad that he picked up on it. I just think that, you know, you're given a certain color palette when you're born, and you should really own up to it and cultivate it. I think that it's really important to find your own river and create your own raft and float down it as long as you can.
What can you tell us about this song Israel mentioned, Yellow Eyes?
It really just stemmed from a conversation that I was having with a girlfriend at the time, and we decided to break up. And she had been unfolding a paperclip and just left it on the countertop. And so when she walked out the door, that paperclip never moved. And I think a few days later, it had still sat on the countertop after, you know, avoiding a barrage of groceries on the table or a notebook or something. And so I looked at the paperclip for a second and then pick up a guitar, and sometimes it just comes out. And that first line and the melody, everything came out. And then I decided to sit down and finish it. And there it is, book closed.
Find the girl with yellow.
I mean, when you love somebody, whether it's a family member or, you know, someone you're romantically involved with, you give a bit of yourself to that person and they get to hold on to it forever. And so you say you only have a certain amount of that to give away in a lifetime. I've done that a bunch, and, you know, it's not a bad or a good thing. It's just an observation of mine, which I'm okay with.
Well, Raylan Baxter, on this Thanksgiving, can you tell us about a musician that you're thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for the 19, or maybe he's 20 years old now, Atlanta-based artist Rory.
You better run from the devil.
When I got hip to Rory, it was on this last album, his second full-length album, and it's called All We Need. In the description before I listened to the music, it said folk hip-hop. It's just all over the map. It's got hip-hop, it's got singer-songwriter kind of stuff, kind of folky lyrics, and really, I just appreciate, this is it for me. Rory is young, he's got a great message, he wants to save the world, he wants his friends to ride this Crystal Express through the glorious days, and everybody jump on and come have a good time. And I'll give you love, and you give me love, and I'll show you light, and you give me light.
That's Nashville musician Raylan Baxter. We will continue this conversation and hear from Rory himself after the break. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Israel Nebaker of the band Blind Pilot pointed us to Nashville's Raylan Baxter, and now Raylan is pointing us this way.
I'm thankful for the Atlanta-based artist Rory.
Life is in the moment, and life is incoherent, and life is a thing that you chose to have in heaven. You came.
In that song, the message is life is simple, and it's all about loving one another, and everything else stems from that. And then, you know, other songs he gets into, he's talking about what forbidden knowledge is, and maybe that the aliens gave us internet and phones. You should just listen to it because it's a really great album. And it's called All We Need. And he produced it himself.
Okay, well, we're going to play this for him. So what do you want to tell him?
Dude, keep doing your thing, man. I love it. Let's hang at Bonnaroo, man.
That's Raylan Baxter talking with us from Nashville. Raylan, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And now we've got Rory on the line in the middle of his tour. Rory, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Okay, so what's your initial reaction to what you just heard Raylan Baxter saying?
Yo, man, I'm overwhelmed. You know, I wanted my music and I made my music to affect and inspire people. But to see it happen, man, is just really surreal. It just makes me, like, really grateful. And there's so many stigmas and so many myths about how nobody wants to hear from an artist with a message. Nobody cares about what you politically think. People just want to be entertained. But I believe that there's one simple fact that once all hate is gone and once people understand each other and once we change our views of what we seek pleasure in, man, like, the world would be such a better place. And I'm just cultivating the young minds, man, to see the world that way.
Where does that confidence and that sense of leadership come from? You grew up in Atlanta, single mom.
Yep. Grew up in Atlanta, single mom, but I was just always like that, man. Like, since I was 12 years old, taking up for kids that got bullied, and I was put into this young leadership program. And we'd be gone for a month overnight, and our counselors and our mentors would be, like, the most activist, like, college kids, you know, telling us about all types of things, you know, and I believe I got a lot of my skills from there.
Let's talk a little bit about your music. Raylan described it as folk hip-hop. How do you feel about that description?
Oh, yeah, that's about right. You know, like, if you had to rein it in between genres, I say it's a blend between folk, hip-hop, and psychedelia. Kids like me are growing up, and we've seen so much self-indulgent music and so much things just about, you know, the money and how awesome this person is or whatever. You know, kids like us, we're tired of it, and things are about to change, and we're about to shift things in a better direction. So the whole message, I'm just a new age artist. I am the millennial artist, and there are lots of us coming more. So my main message is that things are about to change.
Rory, I'm so glad to include you in this Thanksgiving chain of thankfulness, and I want you to keep the train moving down the tracks. Who are you thankful for this year?
I would definitely have to give it to Callie Ukis.
Tell us about her.
Callie Ukis, man. I was a fan of her music, and when I finally met her and we got to hang out and spend time together, like, truly learn how to appreciate people. That's one thing that I mainly learned from her, and I always will appreciate her. And what I really thank her for is her music. You know, because of her, I feel like one of my favorite ways of music continue to live through her. And I'm just really thankful for her for that. If I told you I was yours, you'd probably label me a
bug. Maybe I'm just trying way too hard to keep you. Does her music shape the way you think about the music that you make?
Whether I'm aware of it or not, I definitely believe it does. You know, it encourages me to be, like, even more musical. I know she has a really great understanding for aesthetic on her own. I know she creatively directs her own videos and whatnot.
Her videos are eye-popping.
Yeah, oh my God. And it all comes from her, man. Like, and it's really dope to see this, like, a artist that is also just as self-contained with their creations, like, from her music to her videos to, like, her aesthetic and the things that she does, you know, just as much as I am. I'm praying that's the way that it goes. Cause right when I'm about to turn the doorknob, it seems I feel like with her and this artist, like me in this generation, it's like our job to take, you know, something from the past and bring it into our generation so our young kids can understand it and appreciate it. And that's exactly what she does.
Well, Rory, we're going to play this for her. So is there anything you want us to tell her?
Happy Thanksgiving, Calliucas.
Awesome. Well, Rory, happy Thanksgiving. I'm so glad you could be part of this project with us. Thanks a lot.
You too, my man.
So then we reached out to Kali, who said Rory is very sweet, very insightful, and she likes his music, but she wanted to get one thing clear.
That my name is Calliucas.
Oh, well.
I know the spelling and everything. People always get really confused how to say it, but.
I just figured since you and Rory were like buddies hanging out.
He just never says my last name. He always says Kali, so it's like.
Well, Calliucas, you are the last stop on this Thanksgiving gratitude train from one musician to another. And so before we go, will you tell us somebody who you are grateful for that we can end on?
I'd definitely like to say I'm grateful for Thundercat. I think he's an amazing musician, and I think what he's doing is very different from what a lot of other people are doing right now.
So this is Steven Bruner. He goes by the stage name Thundercat. He's an LA musician around 30 years old. What song would you like us to play of his to leave people with?
The Tron song. Don't you know you rock my world? This is a song about his cat, and it's a really beautiful song.
Calliucas, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Calliucas is an LA-based musician. We also heard from folk hip-hop artist Rory of Atlanta, Nashville's Raylan Baxter, and Israel Nebaker of the Portland, Oregon band Blind Pilot, musicians giving thanks on this holiday. And you can tell us about a musician you're thankful for. Just send us a tweet at NPRATC, hashtag ATCThankful.